Yes, good morning, brother, and good morning, all the listeners. I'm really pleased to join you guys this morning and come in to actually update you on the activities that we are engaged with at the level of the Soil Solution. Actually, the Soil Solution is a registered NGO in the Gambia, and we have been in existence since 2019 when we were officially launched at our office in Serekunda.
Okay.
And I currently serve as the executive director of the NGO and working with some other colleagues and a board of directors.
All right. So what do you do at Soil Solutions?
The main objective of the Soil Solution is to protect and make available suitable soils that physically and structurally support plants with adequate nutrients and water supply. So in doing this, because we understand most of the arable lands in the Gambia and also in Africa are actually being degraded. And when we say a soil is degraded, we mean the soil is no more suitable and available for plant development.
Okay.
Meaning if you cultivate the soil, what you were supposed to harvest, the expected outcome is not always what you harvest at the end of the day. And I think this has actually been shown by even, it's obvious, the reports are obvious. You know, when you go to the field, you talk to farmers, you see to read that farmers are telling you that this, in local language, they are telling you, Susi Amatut Barke, or in Manika, they are telling you that Bankonyi Mambaroko, sort of thing. All these are actually statements that shows you that the soil is no more, you know, ready for plant production, because the soil is tired. It has been used and misused and overused. So this soil is no more, you know, ready for plant production. And I think this is the essence or the intervention area that the Soil Solutions comes into play.
Right.
Actually, every year, Africa is losing about 56 billion euro of our GDP due to land degradation. Because example is, if you cultivate a hectare of land and you are expecting to, maybe a hectare of land, you cultivated ground there, and you are expecting to harvest 12 or, you know, 10 tons or at least 7 tons. And the highest that you harvest is 3 tons. So you ask yourself this question: where is the remaining 4 tons of groundnut that we are supposed to harvest? This is being lost due to the infertility or problems that are associated to soil. So this is the problem that the Soil Solution is actually trying to solve.
Okay.
We are trying to create a nexus that is going to actually connect the farmers with their soils to make sure that the soils are actually being productive as they're supposed to be, and the farmers are profitable, and then, you know, we contribute to food security in the long run.
All right. So, Mr. Jara, I mean, how were you able to ascertain the quality of soil in the Gambia? Have you done any research to ascertain the type of quality that we have in the Gambia as far as soil is concerned? Or is it just based on what farmers have been telling you call Nabanko Mambaraka sign?
Yeah, actually, this is a very important question. And I think looking at this question technically, one will say that actually, information of soil is not very available in the Gambia, okay?
Mm-hmm.
The data that we have for soil is outdated, okay? A lot has changed. Like I'm talking of data of 1980-something or 1960-something or 1970-something.
Wow.
This data is outdated. You cannot rely on this data anymore for any, you know, soil work in the Gambia, because a lot has changed. You know, soil has actually been changed, and then it has been used for many years, and then many things has changed, you know, in it. So, but first, when we started this work in 2019, the first thing that we did was to go on a Meet the Farmers tour, okay? And in this Meet the Farmers tour, we actually were able to talk to engaged farmers, and also not only stopping at engaging them, but also collecting soil samples to the various farmers that we talked to, the correspondent farmers, you know, or the respondent farmers. We talked to them and also collect samples from their fields. These samples were taken to the lab for analysis. But as I speak today, we actually have sophisticated equipment that can actually read soil parameters at spot. The moment you put this, you know, equipment into the soil, they tell you actually what parameters you are looking for, and they will tell you whether this soil is actually ready for production or there are problems that you need to ameliorate.
All right. So, how will you describe the kind of soil and its quality that we have in the Gambia?
Well. 30% of the soils that we have in the Gambia is actually being degraded. And, you know, I can say soils in the Gambia are tired and they are dead. Soil is actually a living component, okay? Soil, so many people think that soil is just, you know, something that we work on it and it is dead. Soil is not dead. Soil that is needed for agricultural production is a living soil, okay? And this is a soil that has a very high rich biodiversity in it, because this biodiversity actually helps in the soil health, also in crop production, and also even making the crops to be resistant to some bacterial diseases and then some fungi that are actually being transmitted to humans. Okay, so if I am to describe the soils in the Gambia right now, I will say our soils in the Gambia are very degraded. They are very, very degraded.
All right. So our soil in the Gambia is degraded. What can be done to reverse this trend?
Well, a lot can be done. A lot can be done. And if you look at the threats of soil in the Gambia, the number one threat of this soil degradation in the Gambia is erosion. Okay, erosion is obviously the washing away of the topsoil, either by wind or water or even tilling activities or tillage activities.
Mm-hmm.
So what can be done is to make sure that we protect our soil from erosion, okay? We can actually introduce agroforestry, permaculture in our agricultural, you know, activities. And this is going to help preserve the soil from erosion and even protect it from runoff waters and then, you know, direct. Look at the Gambia. We only have 3 months of rainfall. And in these 3 months of rainfall, the rainfall is very, very intense. Okay, we have very high intensity of rainfall. I understood the Gambia and the USA receive the same amount or volume of rainfall every year. But then in the USA, it is spread across the year, or, you know, across 9 months. In the Gambia, it is only 3 months. And in these 3 months, this rainwater is coming in a very high density. It is actually detaching the soil particles that are needed for plant production, washing away this, you know, soil particles and then taking it to the water bodies, where it is not needed at all. The other thing is you look at, you know, soil nutrient imbalance, which is also one of the main causes of, you know, land degradation, killing almost every living component of the soil. Okay, what can be done is that we have to actually make sure that the fertilizers that we are applying in the soil are actually crop specific or soil specific. And when I say this, I mean you shouldn't apply fertilizer to your soil without knowing the type of fertilizer that you need to apply and what application rating. This is very important. This is very important. But it is very sad that I say that in the Gambia we don't even have an accredited soil laboratory where one can go and then analyze your soil so that you can tell the farmer this is the type of fertilizer you need and then this is the application rating that you have. So what this causes is that farmers are actually buying fertilizer at any price, that at any amount that they can, because government is importing a lot of fertilizer and then giving it to these farmers at subsidy prices. So to the farmers, this is normal. But to a technical person like me, or somebody who might have an orientation in soil, you'll know that this is not something that is good for the short-term and the long-term production of our soils, okay?
Right.
So farmers buy fertilizer at any quantity that they can and then go and spread it into on their soils, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Let's say they apply it in the morning. In the afternoon, there is rainfall. What happens? Water is going to run, wash away these fertilizers, chemical fertilizers, taking it to our water bodies. It is going to deteriorate our water quality, number one, and then number two, it is going to destroy our marine life. So we really need to be very, very careful if we really need to secure our country and then realize sovereignty. Because without food security is national security. Without it, forget about everything that we are talking about.
Right.
Today, everybody is actually making things expensive because the person wants to put a plate of food on his table. He wants to put a plate of food on the table of his family and his children. And it is painful if you are not able to do this. So what can we do is to make sure that we make ourselves productive, and then this is going to help us in securing the food that we need, and then it's going to bring down the cost of whatever we are talking about. Ukraine war is not an excuse to any government. Honestly, it is not. And I think government is listening, okay?
Mm-hmm.
What government need to do is they need to actually cut down the cost of money, the amount of money that they are putting into fertilizer applications, maybe for 1 year or 2 years or 3 years, and this is going to help us build a soil laboratory. That will help us in analyzing our soils for free or even at very low cost, you know, for farmers. Because today, if you have to do those kind of analysis, you need to go to Senegal. And Senegal, they are charging us $36 per sample of soil. And then if you are going to analyze 50 samples of soil, how many amount of money that you are expected to pay? Can farmers really afford this with this no production? The answer is no. It is obvious the answer is no. So this is something that we really need to pay attention. So these are things that we can actually do in order to improve. Our farmers also need capacity. They need capacity to make sure that they are trained on sustainable soil management principles.
Mm-hmm.
They are trained on how to actually you know, be able to do some basic soil parameter reading and then be able to help their soils. Farmers
right.
need these trainings.
Okay.
And government need to put more efforts. Projects in the Gambia that are coming, agriculture projects in the Gambia have little or no interventions on soils.
Okay.
And this is very sad as I speak, because soil is actually the You know, soil is the main resource that produces 98% of the food that we consume in the Gambia. Mm. So if a project is coming into the Gambia for agriculture, for the purpose of developing agriculture, without any intervention on soils, I think that project is not serious. And we have to be really serious with this as a nation. Right. Otherwise, we are going nowhere. Thank you.
Ibrahim Ajara is the founder of Soil Solution, an NGO that looks into soil health in the Gambia. Now, Ibrahim, finally, before we let you go, just very briefly, talk to us about this research project that you have piloted. It is called Oyster Industrial Waste. Talk to us about that just very briefly, please.
Thank you. Actually, this project came as a result because we realized that most of the time when we analyze soils in the Gambia, we realized that in the reports, the level of pH, that is soil acidity, is very low. Okay, like I can say most of our soils are very acidic because they have been used for many years. And when this happens, it is going to actually increase the level of acidity in the soil. So this is a project, a research project that we are actually, you know, that is actually targeting soil pH. We are actually targeting soil pH, but mainly targeting the groundnut producers. So when we are actually partnering with some partners in the USA, and also they are called the Community-Based Agriculture Solutions, and also the Pennsylvania University in the USA. So these are the people that are providing us the funding. Okay. And we are working with some technical institutions in the Gambia, like the Department of Soil and Water Management Services, Ministry of Agriculture, and the Regional Agricultural Directorate of West Coast Region. So we are intervening in the West Coast Region. And in this, we selected 10 farmers that were actually selected or nominated by the Regional Agricultural Directorate of West Coast Region. And in these 10 farmers, or among these 10 farmers, we did a preliminary survey where we actually analyzed at spot the soil pH of the farmers that were selected by the department. And among these 10, we selected 4 that has the highest problems of soils in their lands. Okay, and these are the people that we are working with. So this project is called Improving Soil Health with Oyster Industrial Waste, because oyster has a lot of calcium, okay, and groundnut needs calcium in order for it to the groundnut pods to be full, and also to increase the production of the groundnuts. We don't actually really need to depend on fertilizers, because the groundnut already has the nitrogen nutrient or the nitrogen element already with it, okay? So it is going to add this nutrient to the soil, and what the groundnut needs is actually the calcium element.
Okay.
And this is the calcium element that we are trying to add into the soil to make sure that it increases the production of the groundnuts, both in terms of weight and also in terms of quantity.
Okay.
So what we are actually trying, the questions that we are trying to answer here scientifically are, what is the level of oyster that you need to apply in a particular land size? These are the questions that we are trying to answer. And at what application rating, okay, the quantity of oyster you need to apply, and what is the grinding level of the oyster? What level do you need to grind it in order for it to be quickly absorbed by the plants that you grow in that soil?
Okay.
So these are the scientific questions that we are trying to answer. On, you know, looking at it economically, we are also trying to answer questions that if oyster is able to improve soil pH, then the oyster producers actually has a market. So instead of us importing fertilizer from Russia, from China, we will now be, you know, buying our own oysters here, which is actually seen as a waste, you know, from our oyster producers at a very low cost, and then we'll be using it in our fields to improve our soil pH and increasing our production. Thank you for that question. But also we have the second phase of the project that is all going to be on capacity building, and this is going to be in the Northbank region. Hopefully we will be starting this area in collaboration with FAO and the Global Soil Partnership in the Northbank region next week. Thank you.